This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the India-China border situation needs to be addressed urgently to put the abnormalities in ties behind. He said stable and peaceful relations between India and China are important, not just for the two countries, but the entire region and world. In an interview to a US magazine, the Prime Minister expressed hope that through positive and constructive bilateral engagement at the diplomatic and military levels, both the countries will be able to restore and sustain peace and tranquility at borders. Speaking on Indian democracy, the Prime Minister said, constantly increasing voter participation in the country is a big certificate for the people's faith in democracy. Campaigning has intensified for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 19th of this month, and polling for the second phase will take place on the 26th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the BJP government has provided tap water connections to 90% families of Uttarakhand. Addressing an election rally in Rishikesh, Mr. Modi said that his government has implemented one rank, one pension scheme for soldiers. Mr. Modi said a 900-kilometer-long highway is also being built to connect Gangotri, Yamunotri, Badrinath and Kedarnath. In Rajasthan also, campaigning is in full swing for the Lok Sabha elections. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will also address two public meetings in the state today. The first meeting of Mr. Gandhi is scheduled in Anupgarh under Bikaner Lok Sabha constituency, while he will address the second public meeting in Fauladi under Jodhpur Lok Sabha constituency. The notification for the third phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories in this phase. Notification for the adjourned poll in Baitul constituency of Madhya Pradesh will also be issued tomorrow. Election for Baitul parliamentary constituency, which was to be held in the second phase, was adjourned due to the death of a contesting candidate of Bahujan Samaj Party. Nominations can be filed till the 19th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on 7th May. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued a notice to Haryana and Rajasthan governments over the reported busting of an organ transplant racket. Taking sua moto cognizance of a media report, the NHRC has asked the chief secretaries and the director general of police of both the states for a detailed report within 4 weeks. The commission has further inquired about the steps taken to curb organ trafficking. The NHRC said that according to the media report, the Haryana Health Department reportedly conducted a raid and busted an organ transplant racket running across Haryana and Rajasthan. The Calcutta High Court has ordered that Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, will investigate allegations of extortion, land encroachment and sexual assault by suspended TMC leader Shahjahan Sheikh and his associates in Sandesh Khali, West Bengal. A bench led by Chief Justice T.S. Sivavarnanam said that the apex court will oversee the CBI probe. Eid ul-Fitr, which marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, is being celebrated today. The faithfuls will offer Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, the main Eid congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. The President, the Vice President and the Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to the great Mahatma Phule on his Jayanti today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mahatma Phule was a visionary social reformer who dedicated his life to fighting injustice and promoting equality. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for parts of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. The IMD forecast moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds of up to 50 kilometers per hour speed over parts of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Maharashtra for the next 3 days. 17-year-old Indian prodigy Dommaraju Gokesh is on top of the standings in the open section of the FIDE Candidates Chess Tournament in Toronto, Canada after 6 rounds. Gokesh is sharing the top spot with Ian Nepomniachtchi. Gokesh drew his game against world number 3 Hikaru Nakamura last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.